I'm offering is the truth. Nothing.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to answer this question really, really quick because I keep getting it from several of my friends. But the first guy that asked me this was a friend of mine on Facebook, Jeff. He asked a question. If the ice wall circles our entire flat plane, how can the elites possibly monitor every mile of the perimeter to keep anyone from getting access? Well, Jeff, and everybody else who's asking, that's really, really simple. I'm going to explain it to you guys really, really quick, okay? Check this out. Now, what you have to understand is this is a Royal Navy ice patrol ship. It's also an icebreaker. It can get through places no other ship can go, and even if it tried, it would be crushed into a million pieces, okay? This ship is designed to cut through the ice and come and find you.
Now, the only way that this Royal Navy ship is going to come looking for you in the ice is if you make it past 60th parallel. And at the 60th parallel, you will be turned around by just your average Navy warship. Whether it's China, America, Russia, whatever country you are close to, when you get to that 60th parallel, that country's Navy is going to send a cruiser or a warship out to turn you around. They are the first line of defense. The final line of defense is this Royal Navy ship right here. Now, I'm just showing you one. I'm not going to take up a lot of time showing you each one of these icebreakers, because there's an icebreaker for each territorial boundary of the 80th parallel, just as there is a warship for each territorial boundary of the 60th parallel. Okay, now let me help you understand that. On a so-called globe, this right here would be the 60th parallel south. And this is where the average Navy battleship will turn you around and tell you that you are in maritime waters. Okay, now that you understand that, on a so-called globe, this right here would be the 80th parallel south, which is basically the whole coast of what you have been taught to believe as the Antarctica. And this is where the Royal Navy icebreaker ship will track you down. Now, let's have a look at the 80th parallel on a flat earth map. Imagine that. The Antarctica turns into an ice wall. And look at that. The 80th parallel is the perimeter of the ice wall, which the Royal Navy icebreaker protects. And like I said, there is one of these icebreakers for each territorial boundary. I'm just showing you this one to give you an idea of how they patrol. Check him out.
HMS Protector spends up to 330 days a year in the ice-packed seas of the South Atlantic and fulfills a unique support role. This ice patroller is equipped with two cranes capable of lifting up to 60 tons of supplies. With 4,741 horsepower and a uniquely shaped bow, Protector has the capacity to break through thick ice. Up to 65 personnel on board are given huge amounts of responsibility, rotating within a 330-day patrol. HMS Protector also provides support to the British Antarctic Survey, providing manpower and supplies to the two stations that secure a British presence in the area. The vessel arrived at Portsmouth Naval Base in May 2011, tasked with renewing the Royal Navy's ice patrol presence in the South Atlantic, tasked with renewing the Royal Navy's ice patrol presence in the South Atlantic, tasked with renewing the Royal Navy's ice patrol presence in the South Atlantic. But the Protector, which finally departed Tees site at the end of last week, is a ship far better suited to serving on the edge of the frozen wasteland, serving on the edge of the frozen wasteland, serving on the edge of the frozen wasteland.
The ice makes it impossible for ships to reach any of the bases for about 8 months of the year. We can only get through between November and March. That's summer down here. After that, the power of the ice is so great, even a modern ship would be crushed if it was trapped in it.
So, like I was saying, this Royal Navy icebreaker ship is designed to cut through this ice and come find you.
You also have buoys on the ocean that have been there for a long time. I think maybe even all the way back to maybe World War II. But anyways, check this out. Even if you can go under the radar of the Navy, they have these buoys that set off signals
that would notify the Navy of your exact location. Now, 10 chances out of 10 are that you're not going to pass just the average Navy battleship. If you do, of course, then you have this Royal Navy icebreaker ship waiting on you. That's his job. That's what he does.
Here is a Google diagram of how it works. It's just simple towers. The buoys are like towers on the ocean because the ocean is flat. So they send a signal to each one. And as soon as that signal goes off, when the waves get just a little bit rough, they know exactly where you are. And if you've ever seen a Navy radar, you would know that. Look at it. It's a flat, round disc. Shows the whole Earth. Now, I'm going to show you guys something. They even show you how they can find you without using radar. They hit it in the movie. Check this out.
Pearl Harbor here. We're approximately here. And they, whatever they are, we're somewhere in the middle. We're trapped in here. What we know right now is we can't target them unless we have a plain line of sight. Without radar, we have no way to track them, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so they can't see us and we can't see them. And we have no way to hit them from a safe distance.
There is a way.
A way?
A way of seeing them without seeing them.
You're going to reference Art of War right now, aren't you? What are we supposed to do? Fight the enemy where they aren't? Move like water?
My way is much more simple. We've been doing it to America for 20 years. Water displacement.
How do you track water displacement?
Tsunami buoys.
Tsunami buoys.
You have them surrounding your islands, transmitting displacement data. We hack into their transmissions, form a grid.
You can't track anything without radar.
I don't need radar.
Just the radio frequencies. Turn off Aegis radar, please.
Who is this guy?
Chief Moore.
Sir.
Secure spy.
Secure spy, sir.
Display no data.
No data.
That's correct.
You heard him. Display no data.
What the hell is that?
It's a buoy. If it gets hit by a wave, it transmits a signal.
Bring up chart plot.
Chart plot. Bring it up.
We can track without radar. We would practice it as a contingency plan.
Dirty, cheating, sneaky.
Rough world.
I like it. Captain.
Like I said, the buoys are like towers. They give off a signal, people. So no matter where you are on that ocean, they know exactly where you are. Now, I cannot show you what will happen if you do so happen to make it to the 80th parallel south. But I can tell you what happened to some people who tried. Check it out.
The Doug Bladette. Polar explorer and television celebrity Jarl Andehoy, 38, sits in the dock, the Nordtroms District Court, accused of having carried out his third voyage, south of the 60th parallel in Antarctica, without permission. He is also accused of having sailed without insurance, so the provisions of the Antarctic Treaty requires. The expedition took place a year ago, where, among others, comedian Anne Cat Herland, 43, and rock guitarist Peter Barley, 50, was on the journey. The voyage constitutes television program Berserk in Pioneer Waters, which premieres on TV Norge tonight. There's an advanced sentence. Andahoy believes the charges against him are baseless. He points out that the sailboat is registered in Russia and claims to have acquired permission from the Argentine authorities before the expedition started. Ever since 2011, I have been treated as terrorist in Antarctica by the Foreign Ministry and the Norwegian Polar Institute. They've stolen equipment, withheld information, and tried to stop my expeditions, says Andahoy. He believes everything started 5 years ago when he went on an expedition aboard Antarctic yacht Berserk with a crew of four. The aim was to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of Roald Amundsen's trip to the South Pole. The expedition ended dramatically when the sailboat disappeared in the Ross Sea. Andahoy was even on land along with 18-year-old Samuel Massey at the time. Comrades Robert PCP, who is 34, Tom Gizel Bellica, 36, and South African Leonard J. Banks, 32, were never found. Andahoy was fined 25,000 kroners after the expedition. He endorsed this writ. In 2012, he returned to Antarctica to find out what had happened to his friends. Again, Andahoy was fined for having traveled to Antarctica without licenses and insurance. Foreign Affairs and the Norwegian Polar Institute have opposed and tried to stop me. They still do. The entire input on this matter was that I had permission to sail, something I had said, Andahoy said, adding, it will be exciting to see where they are now. This is a tragedy for me and other relatives who have lost shipmates and sons in Antarctica. The essential question is if there was an accident that was just swept under the carpet. Unreasonable. Foreign Ministry rejects accusations of the Arctic Explorer. The documents showing Andahoy alleged authorization of Argentine authorities for permission to conduct the voyage was sent over to the prosecutor late Tuesday night. They were assessed whether grounds for the examination. The reason is Andahoy complained that the dismissal was a violation of protection zone determination. The Berserk believed they died unnecessarily. Three crew members, Robert and 32, Tom, 34, and Leonard, 36, Antarctica on the Bezelschmitter and Horseshoe Bay, McMurdo Sound. Samuel and Massey were back from the pole before the Berserker disappeared. Andahoy got a text from the crew that read, everything is good, atmosphere is good in Horseshoe Bay. Contact us. Expedition participant Manuel Hernandez has gone through these documents today. Prosecutors reject Andahoy's written permission. The prosecutor asked today about the 30-day suspended sentence and fined 45,000 kroners for Jarl Andahoy. I do not wonder if I will be convicted. I am going to appeal all the way. I do not give up, says Andahoy. So they're calling him a terrorist for going to the Antarctic.
Okay, so as everyone can see, these are the things that will happen to you if you get caught somewhere between the 60th and the 80th parallel in maritime waters under the Antarctic Treaty. We got boats disappearing, people getting killed, and this man right here got jailed and fined. Now think about that, people. Jailed and fined, boats disappearing, people getting killed, all because they're going over here to try to check out this big old snowy ice continent that supposedly don't nobody live on but some penguins. Think about that. Now, I don't care whether you believe me or not. That's on you. I'm just telling you the facts. And I'll also leave a link to this story in the description. Anyways, let's move on. Now, let me show you what will happen if you make it to the 60th parallel south. And that is nowhere even near the ice wall. And these guys are nowhere near the 60th parallel. I'm just using this video as a demonstration to show you what happens when you enter maritime waters. And the 60th parallel is maritime waters, which falls under the Antarctic Treaty.
He will yield.
Okay. be thinking, that cheeky better not cross my bow. Yeah. Stop, 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 Josh. They take it seriously.
What did they say?
He's got the shits because
my port bow is in Hobart, Auckland, Hobart, channel 16, over.
16.
Yeah, we got you, mate. He's bad boys.
Did he come back? Gonna go channel 16.
Just go.
He's sent out the chopper.
That's a drone.
Is it?
That's unreal.
Now, like I said, these guys were nowhere near the 60th parallel. I'm just giving you an idea of what happens when you reach the 60th parallel, which is maritime waters. Anytime you enter maritime waters, this warship right here, not this specific one, whichever one is patrolling that territorial boundary, will turn you around. Now, let's say you can make it past this territorial boundary of the 60th parallel. Also remembering that you can only make this trip 3 months out of the year before the ice fields start closing in. So let's say you can make it that far and somehow get close to the 80th parallel, which is where the Royal Navy icebreaker will be on guard and patrolling. And now, let's just say you can get past that bad boy. If you do, then you have about 5 or 6 foot of ice that's frozen on top of the ocean water that you have to break through. And you have to break through miles of that ice before you even get to the real ice wall.
Personally, I think the unconquered south face is the only one worth scaling. It's a 20,000-foot sheer wall of ice, but that's never stopped me before. Risk? Of course, I'm aware of the risks. Thank you for your concern.
So, let's say if you can get past all the ice on the ocean and make it to the wall, then you have to find a way to get up the 200-foot wall. Okay, now let's say you can get past all that. Then what you have is an ice desert that just goes on and on forever, filled with mountainy terrain and temperatures that are 150 degrees below zero. Now, if you can somehow make it past all that, you might find the firmament.
All I'm offering is the truth. Nothing but.